Across the country, moderate and conservative Baptists are struggling for control of some important church institutions. In the Midwest, that fight has led the Missouri Baptist Convention to sever all ties with William Jewell College. NPR's Greg Allen has more on the dispute over the college, a Baptist school with a distinguished 154-year history.
William Jewell College is a windswept place established here on the highest hill in Clay County, Missouri, in the middle of the 19th century. From campus, there's a great view of the nearby town of Liberty. Kansas City is just 10 miles away. The college recently replaced the chapel's clock tower and steeple, destroyed earlier this year when a tornado swept through the area. As it turns out, that storm was more easily weathered than the controversy currently roiling the campus. It's a controversy that began last year when members of the Student Senate began debating whether to include sexual orientation in the school's anti-discrimination policy. William Jewell's president, David Salee, says that drew the attention and concern of the Missouri Baptist Convention.
And the convention made very clear that they felt like we should not allow that conversation. They didn't care how it came out. They said, you should not be allowing this conversation at a Christian college. We said, well, we think we should. It's a difficult issue. Students are going to face this issue in their homes, in their churches, in their workplaces. And what better place to do it than a Christian college like William Jewell?
As one of the oldest colleges west of the Mississippi, William Jewell has a long history of independence. But as a Baptist institution, it's received a significant portion of its funding from the Missouri Baptist Convention, about $1 million per year. But here in Missouri and elsewhere around the country, change is sweeping through the Baptist Church. 6 years ago, conservatives within the Missouri Baptist Convention, concerned about the direction the denomination was moving, organized and gained control of the leadership. Monty Schinkel is the pastor of Concord Baptist Church in Jefferson City, and he just completed a term as the convention's president. He says after winning control of the convention, conservatives turned their attention to other Baptist institutions.
We wanted to see our schools move in the same direction that the Southern Baptist Convention had moved, and that would be a more consistently conservative interpretation of Scripture. And then I think just the whole idea that we were left out of the process, not allowed, you know, our money was welcome, but in terms of being allowed to serve in any positions, basically we were not allowed to do so.
The Missouri Baptist Convention began questioning the school about its position on homosexuality. It also sought a role in naming members of the college's board of trustees. The convention also asked the college to explain and apologize for allowing a campus production of the play, The Vagina Monologues. The college refused, and the convention then voted to withdraw all funding and end its long relationship with William Jewell. But that's just one dispute the Missouri Baptist Convention is involved in. It's fighting in court with five other Baptist institutions for control of their boards. Those include a conference center, a home for the elderly, and another school, Missouri Baptist University near St. Louis. That school's president, Alton Lacey, says the dispute has nothing to do with doctrine or theology.
We are a pretty conservative institution, but we have been, for the most part, in line with what Baptists believe for all of our history. And there was no complaint about anything that we were teaching. There was no complaint about the theological positions of anybody on our religion faculty. It is strictly about control of the institution.
Monty Schinkel disagrees. He says although there's no overt differences over church teachings, he does believe the fight ultimately is about theology.
Because you're talking about theological drift. It might just be small things, but you let a little chunk fall off here, a little chunk fall off there. The first thing you know, the erosion or the downward spiral has taken place. And all of our institutions would follow what William Jewell has done. And that is, they have moved steadily to the left in terms of their theology.
Missouri isn't the only place these battles are occurring. 20 years ago, after conservatives were elected to the leadership of the National Southern Baptist Convention, they fought for and ultimately won control of most of the nation's Baptist seminaries. Now Baptist conventions in Texas, North Carolina, and Georgia, among others, are seeking tighter control of church institutions in their states. At William Jewell College, school president David Salee says losing $1 million a year from the Missouri Baptist Convention is painful. And he says there's another impact as well.
Some people have asked me, what does it mean now that we're no longer Baptist? Well, we are Baptist. We're 154 years Baptist. And we're going to continue to be very, very strongly influenced by that heritage. However, we're not going to have to deal with the criticism when we engage in what we think is a great liberal arts education.
In Missouri, as elsewhere around the country, state conventions, schools, churches, and even individual members of congregations are being forced to examine their values and their beliefs and answer a question. Just what does it mean to be a Baptist? Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.